إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, this Jumu'ah is the last Jumu'ah in this Ramadan. And I'm sure that you've noticed, as I did, that this month passed very quickly. And this is how our lives are going to pass. This life, as Ramadan, is going to pass very, very quickly. And people on the day of resurrection would wonder about the number of the years in which they stayed in this life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم فاسأل العادين قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين. He said, how many years have you stayed on earth? قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. He said that we stayed for one day or part of a day. فاسأل العادين, ask those who can enumerate. قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا. He said that you stayed there but a little while, a short time, a brief time. That's it, this is life. لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون. If you only had known. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Or did you think that we created you in vain, for no purpose, for no wisdom, uselessly? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And that to us you will never return. You brothers and sisters, is part of our belief, part of our belief, that we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim Al-Hakim, the all-wise, the all-knowing, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is glorified from doing something in vain. Brother, we are here for a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a purpose. And the only way in which we can fulfill that purpose is to respect and appreciate time and life, the life that we live on this earth. And it is very short. And time is everything for us. Time is our capital. Time is like a treasure. And if you spend it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you prosper. You prosper in this life and the life to come. But if you waste it, then you lose in this life and the life to come. This is all what we have. And the test of this life is all about how to take advantage of the day and the night and the 24 hours. every second of how we are utilizing this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. And again, I want our youth to hear to this hadith very closely. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people are at loss with respect of two of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-sihha, good health, and al-faragh, the free time. Free time that sometimes we kill, sometimes we find different ways to waste this time. But this is everything. There is no price that we can give to this time. And it is a responsibility, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعَ وَمِنْهَا عَنْ عُمُرِهِ فِيمَا أَفْنَاهُ وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهُ. That the person on the day of resurrection will not move from his place until he is questioned about four things. And one of them is about his life. How did he spend his life? And about his youth, even though youth is part of the life, but there is a special independent question about youth, because this is a very vital part of our time. How did we spend our youth? Have we utilized it for the sake of Allah or not? Dear brothers, we are here for a purpose, and this purpose of is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our prosperity in this life and the life to come can only be in our pursuit of the fulfillment of this purpose of life. That's it. If we work very hard for the akhirah, then this effort that we spend is fruitful, is necessarily fruitful, and will prosper here and the life to come. If we busy ourselves, engage ourselves, and have our main concern at this life, then we lose, and we suffer misery in this life and the life to come. Dear brothers, let me further elaborate on this. Let's say that someone has decided that I'm going to put an end for my poverty. That's it. I'm not going to be poor anymore. I want to be rich. I want to be multimillionaire. I want to live in a mansion. I want to drive the best car. I want to wear the best clothing. That's it. I want to dedicate my whole life to seek the riches of this world. And to this end, he divorced his wife because it's becoming distraction. It's becoming in his way. And he disowned his children because they are diverting him from dedicating all his time to the rich, to seek the riches of this world. I want to ask you a question about this person. And I want you to think before you answer. Would a man who does like this, would he necessarily become rich and multimillionaire? Absolutely not. And we can see it, we can witness it. We see people whose main concern is this dunya, and they dedicate all their effort for this dunya, and they have the skills and the capabilities and the qualifications, but they get poorer and poorer. The more opportunities they see in some deal, the more debt they accumulate upon them. I can see this in more than one example, and I'm sure that you know many examples. So it is for sure that not every person who seeks to be rich and accumulate wealth in this life will become rich. This is one side of the story. The other side is, those who seek the hereafter will necessarily see the fruit of their efforts. And I say necessarily with confidence, because I'm basing what I'm saying on some of the evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. A life of a person before obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be like his life after obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's impossible that the condition, our condition, be the same before and after we submit to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is impossible. Because we are worshipping Ash-Shakur, the all grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is grateful. And it is part of the implication of this most beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He reward those who work for Him. He reward them immediately in this life before the life to come. And therefore our scholars, they said that in this life there is a paradise, who does not enter will not enter the paradise in the life to come. And this paradise is the peace of mind that one enjoys, the tranquility that one lives in when obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the joy and the rejoice that one feels when he is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it cannot necessarily, the condition of the person before obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like his condition after obeying Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Hadith al-Qudsi, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ بَاعًا وَمَنْ أَتَانِ يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلًا. This means that any effort that we do on our part is matched with the greater magnitude from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a form of more faith in our heart, more tranquility in our heart, and reward in the hereafter. Whoever, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, quoting Allah, that man taqarraba ilayya shibra, whoever draw closer to me by this much, by a span, I will draw closer to him by an arm length. And whoever comes to me walking, I come to him running. So see the difference between those who seek this life and those who seek the hereafter. I am not inviting you to abandon this life. All what we are talking is a matter related to the heart. Where our heart is. Is it dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it dedicated to the dunya? Because you may possess millions. You may work day and night and accomplish whatever you can accomplish, but this heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you may be poor, having no money, but your main concern, whatever is in your heart, is dunya, 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 dunya. And not everybody who seek dunya will have it, but everybody who seek akhirah will have it and more. We'll have the dunya and the akhirah. So for those who seek akhirah, there is no discrimination between the rich and the poor. Everybody who seek it, he will get it. But for those people who seek the dunya, those who seek the akhirah, there is no discrimination. They will get it. Those who seek the dunya, they may get it, they may not get it. All of this is summarized in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. Whoever seeks the quick passing one, meaning this life, because it's quick passing, it's very short. من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد. We will hasten for whomever we want, whatever we will. Meaning, not everybody who seek it will get it. But what is the end? ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. And then we'll make Jahannam for him as his abode, who will burn in it, مذموماً مدخول, censured, disgraced. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن, and whoever desires the life to come, the Akhirah, the hereafter, وسعى لها سعيها, and he strove for it with the strive that with the striving that it deserves, وهو مؤمن, and he is a believer, فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. Their striving will be appreciated and rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-shakur, al-shakur, al-ghani, the one who is all rich. So the one who worked for Allah is not like the one who worked for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the person abundantly, immediately in this life before the life to come. And those who start their way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know this. But the first effort shall be initiated by us. We should have the first step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the span much, in order to feel this worldly and akhirah reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Ramadan passed very quickly, and so does life. It's going to pass very quickly, and the person who is fortunate is a person who take advantage of every second of his life. And everyone is solely responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his acts. No father will benefit the son on the day of resurrection. No son will benefit his mother on the day of resurrection. No one will benefit any other person. Every person's main concern is his own salvation and his own self. Dear brothers and sisters, toward the end of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us even more opportunities to be closer to Him, to come forward towards Him, to draw closer and enjoy the pleasure of and the delight of Iman and worshipping Him. And one of those opportunities that are to come is Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. And this Layla is not known, as a matter of fact. We cannot for sure say that it is this specific night. And there is a wisdom for it, because if it was a known night, people will totally depend on this night and abandon worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole of the year. But we know, yani Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar in Al-Fatih, he mentioned, he quoted 47 positions for the scholars as to when exactly Laylatul Qadr. And some others from the contemporary scholars, they compiled these positions of the scholars, and they mentioned like 60 positions as to when Laylatul Qadr is. But we know for sure that it is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And it is more likely that it is in one of the odd nights of Ramadan. And it is most probable in the night of the 27th. Therefore, we should seek it. And the best way in order to attain obtain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reward night is to consider every night as Laylatul Qadr and exert our best effort, inshaAllah. Dear brothers and sisters, Laylatul Qadr is a night of dua, supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua is something that we need a lot, especially nowadays. It is a weapon that is in every person's hand. The weak, the strong, everybody can use this in order to get whatever one wants of the lawful things. Dua, it is something we need. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given a very beautiful example that shows that there is tangible foods for dua. One can see the fruit of dua in this life before the life to come, because even if one is given what he asked for, one is rewarded for his dua, because dua, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ, that dua is the worship, supplication is the worship. Why? Because it is in dua that we demonstrate our humbleness and submission before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, demonstrate our absolute and utter need for Him in every second of our life, in every aspect of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ, and this is a challenge for you. This is a challenge for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is telling us that there is a difference between calling Allah and calling other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling as-sami' al-basir, the one who is all hearing and all seeing. And calling those who do not possess the power to benefit or harm their own selves, let alone benefit and harm other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ. Before I say this, just imagine, in order for you to understand this, the example in this, imagine a person standing before close to a water fountain, who is very, very thirsty. But what he does is just to extend his hand toward that water fountain and say, water, 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 water. This is all he does. Now, would this person remain thirsty, or would he feel that would he quench his thirst by just saying water and stretching his hand towards the water fountain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a similar example about the person who call other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَهُ دَعْوَةُ الْحَقِّ, to him alone is the supplication is due. وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهُمْ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا كَبَاسِطِ كَفَّيْهِ إِلَى الْمَاءِ لِيَبْلُغَ فَاهُ وَمَا هُوَ بِبَالِغِهِ وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. And those who call upon, those who supplicate to others beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they respond to them no more than someone who is stretching his hand towards standing by the edge of a deep well in order for the water to reach his mouth, and it will never reach it. This is the example of supplicating to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which implies that supplicating to Allah is different. We cannot equate supplicating to Allah with supplicating to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means if you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will respond to you. Allah will hear you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able. He is the source. He is the creator. And He is the source for all the bounties that we enjoy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. If my servants ask you about me, I am close. If you want to see how close Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us and how he, you need to be up to this challenge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is challenging us. Do we believe that he is different than the false gods or not? We have to realize this difference in our life. So dear brothers, these are blessed nights. These are nights of dua, of prayer, of supplication, of humbleness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to abandon everything during the last 10 nights of Ramadan and be dedicated to his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are invited to come to the masjid and participate and be part of whatever activities during the 27th, inshallah, we are going to have the masjid open all night long, and the congregational prayer will be throughout the night until Fajr time. Laylatul Qadr is a layla about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. It is a night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran. This is one of the virtues of ليلة القدر. It is a night in which the angels descend, and Jibreel in specific will descend. And this descending of the angels is different than you see the descending of the devils. Devils are associated with evil, and angels are associated with goodness and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and blessings and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months, more than 83 years of worship in virtue, Laylatul Qadr. You see this short lifespan that we talked about and how quickly it passes. In paying heed to the virtue of this night and seeking that night, we can make this short span longer. It is in one night, it is equivalent to 83 years of worship. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ. And سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطْلَعِ الْفَجْرِ. It is peace and tranquility until the break of the dawn. And من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever made قيام الليل, the night prayer during ليلة القدر, Allah will forgive all his past sin. Whoever make that out of iman and hoping for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we afford not to work very hard in order to obtain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reward of this night? So this is one opportunity that is so great. And also there is another issue that we need to address, since this is the last Friday in Ramadan, and that is Zakatul Fitr. Zakatul Fitr is different than Zakatul Mal. Zakatul Mal is the charity that we are obliged to pay upon the wealth that one has with certain prerequisites and conditions. Zakatul Fitr is upon every person in Ramadan. So, the person in charge of it is the person in charge of the household. And this zakah is estimated this year to be $8, and the masjid is collecting this zakah. So you need to give the money, inshallah, put it in the box, and it is the authorizing the masjid to buy the necessary or the food items, because it is a sunnah to dispense the Zakatul Fitr in the form of food items. Okay, and this is what the masjid is doing. It's giving like coupons, food coupons for the needy families, in order for them to buy food with this zakah, inshallah. The purpose and the wisdom behind it is mentioned in the following hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: فرض رسول الله زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللغو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has enjoined Zakatul Fitr, and again it is a zakat that is related to Ramadan only. Some people confuse between Zakatul Mal and Zakatul Fitr. Zakatul Fitr is related to fasting and Ramadan in specific. فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم enjoined the zakat al-fitr as a purifying means for the fasting person and feeding for the poor people. So it is, number one, it is a purification. It is a kafara, expiation for any shortcoming that took place while we are fasting during the month of Ramadan. It is to suffice the needy people during the time when they it is time of rejoice and happiness during the day, Eid day. It is a training for us to be more generous, more sensitive towards the poor, and kind and compassionate toward others. And it's also an act in which we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who enabled us to fast during the month of Ramadan. It is something affordable. Again, a family of a husband and wife and three children must pay for five members, okay? $8 per person. And you need to either do it by yourself, that's fine, or give it to the masjid, and the masjid will take the responsibility, inshallah. It is due the night before Eid. This is when it's due, but it's permissible to give it 1 or 2 days beforehand. And this is the time when the masjid is going to dispense Zakatul Fitr. Zakatul Mal, also a lot of people, even though it is not relevant to the month of Ramadan, but a lot of people, they pay the zakah of their wealth during the month of Ramadan. So this is a reminder for those people, inshallah, who want to give the zakah, to give it, but put it in the specified, or specify that this is zakat al mal, because there is a difference between zakat al mal and zakat al-fitr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear brothers and sisters, to accept from us our qiyam, to accept from us our siyam, to accept and make us during this month among those people whom He set free from the hellfire.